Good morning, and welcome to Life Fellowship. It's good to be here again, gathered in the house of the Lord. Those songs were so fitting, if you have looked at the Sunday school lesson this morning for the adult classes, talking about the Lamb, talking about redemption, and talking about a better day coming. And for a few minutes this morning, I'd like for you to ponder with me or to think along the lines of what a better day may look like. When you think about the fact that whatever we experience today on earth, at some level will be experienced again on the other side. All the good things and all the bad things will be experienced on the other side in eternity. And not just for moments of time, but the Bible says forever and ever and ever. Now, a few of you are kind of frowning. What do I mean about all the bad things? Well, there are those today that if they're not ready and if they don't get ready, they will experience all the bad things forever and ever. But if we are ready, we will experience seeing the Lamb of God, worthy is the Lamb that we sang, redeemed, when we all get to heaven, what a day that will be. The pieces that we experience, I believe, this morning, are just a microcosm of the explosion of feelings and the emotions that we will literally feel on the other side. They're either going to be powerfully pleasant or powerfully sad, destructive. What is experienced here should always remind us that it will be experienced in much greater ways on the other side. If you think about the best scene that you've had, maybe it's at a party. Maybe it's at a banquet, a wedding banquet. There's something about weddings and feasts, you know, that just really draws you. Everything is done about as good as you can. The scene is just beautiful, right? Everything is first class. And yet, it's just an imitation of the banquet that Jesus said he's going to go and prepare. And so even as we drink and eat and fellowship in those times, it's just an aroma. It's just a taste, literally, of what's going to happen. And it's going to go on and on and on. But if remember also some of the hard times and some of the negative times, some of those times that you say, I don't want to remember, some of those things that you rather push back, and yet God has given us memories so we don't forget. And we remember those times when hard things have happened, real hard things, and we've groaned. And as long as we breathe, we'll groan from time to time. Well, we really have never groaned like they will groan someday, or the groaning that will happen, and it will be a continuous groaning. I am intrigued this morning in the Sunday school lesson, and I'm looking forward to hearing what the teacher has to say about verse 13, that as the elders begin to sing and shout, it's going to be quite a song, isn't it? And I don't know if it's going to be the kind of singing I like or the kind of singing you like. I don't know if it's going to be with lots of musical instruments. It talks about harps. But then they're going to start praising God. And it says that all the creatures on earth, above, below, the seas, every creature. And I don't know what all that means. Literally all the creatures. But it's going to be quite the scene. And it's going to be quite the song. And it's going to be quite the music. If you would think just a minute with me to think about the hardest words that you've ever heard. Coming back to this, the hardest, the saddest words that you've ever heard somebody say to you. Or maybe flip that around, maybe the best words, the most the words that were a balm to your heart, you know, just soothing to your ears, music. What words would you remember this morning that you said, you know, in a dark night of the soul or in a very lonely time, that was so good? Because it's all going to be remembered, you see. Maybe it's when somebody said to you, I forgive you, and you know that they've forgiven you. Maybe it's a scene where somebody brought clarity to you, and the groaning ceased, and you felt your whole body relax and allowed yourself to feel. I remember a scene before I was a Christian, 15 months, and I was with a group of 32 other believers touring Europe. And I was the only one that wasn't a believer. And we were on this tour, and I was just hoping nobody would know that I wasn't a believer. And we were having a lot of fun. In fact, that's when the lights started coming on for me in my realization that Christians can have fun, can have lots of fun. And we were having lots of fun. But there's a scene that unfolded, and we were up in Holland and touring Men of Simon's old church in that area. And that morning a scene unfolded, and I felt really bad. And I felt alone and lonely. It was a scene of fitting in and not fitting in with the group because of who I was. And I didn't know that anybody knew. Of course, later I found out they were all praying for me, actually. But that day, when we traveled from one place to the other, I sat in the back of the bus because I felt so alone and so lonely and so sad and ashamed and guilty. All those negative emotions. And then Lauren Miller came back, the tour director, came back and sat in the back of the bus with me. And even his presence said something. And then I made a comment about how I was feeling about something, and the words he spoke of acceptance and being a part of them and enjoying me, all those words I'll never forget. Words that helped me to begin to see again, afresh in a new way, the reality of the Christian life. If you have scenes this morning of people speaking words of life that have just blessed you, reflect that to them. But my mind went to, those are the kind of words that when we get to heaven and we're going to hear stories about the Lamb and stories about who God, Jesus is, and stories of what we read about of Jesus' words. And we're going to be part of that forever and ever. But leading up to that scene, there's going to be some words that you and I will hear that we've never had on this earth. The best, the kindest, the most precious words that you and I have ever heard don't come close to the words that you and I, if we're ready, are going to hear. The simple but true words from the Father, saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And then he's going to say, enter into the joy of the Lord. What a day. Let's pray. Father, this morning we think and we ponder on this side. Lord, we experience good moments and hard moments. And it's a picture of life to come. And Lord, this morning, I'm grateful as I look out over the sea of faces to know that I belong to a brotherhood and to a body of believers who know you and want to serve you. And Lord, that we can challenge and encourage each other in the game of life. Lord, to look forward to that day when we will see the Lamb. We will come face to face in all your glory. And we will not be ashamed and we will not be afraid. Because, Lord, you have saved us by your grace and by your love and by your blood. And so this morning we can sing and shout and be free. And yet we groan, living in a world of sin and struggle. But we remember and we wait. Thank you, Jesus, for your saving grace. In Jesus' name, amen.